We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jim Ryan is our ABC News correspondent covering all breaking news around the country. And today we find him in El Paso, where they're preparing for President Trump's visit today. Jim, what is it like in El Paso this morning?
Well, yeah, John, I mean, this is still very much a city in shock over what happened just 5 days ago on Saturday when a man walked into the Walmart store here and opened fire. 22 people were killed, 27 were wounded. We know that several are still in critical condition this morning. See, people really are still trying to come to grips with the whole feeling, this new reality that they're facing, John.
I understand that there are protests, which I guess is expected any time a president comes. Do you get the impression that this is a few vocal people who have always been anti-President Trump, or is it a little more widespread with concerned people who say that having the president come is either distracting or they're deeply offended by him personally?
Well, maybe a little of each. You know, this is a Democratic stronghold out here in El Paso, about 80% Hispanic, and votes Democrat usually. And so wouldn't be too surprising that people would most of them oppose the president's trip here. I did speak with people yesterday at the memorial at the Walmart who say they support his coming here. And so I think you'll hear a little of both of it. But, you know, at the same time, you're right. Every time any president goes anywhere, they're going to have some demonstrations going on.
Did the people who said they supported his visit, were they Trump voters, people who support the president in general? Or you know, I've certainly encountered folks who didn't necessarily vote for a president who were appreciative that that individual would come anyway.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, it's hard to say whether any minds were changed about this. But, yeah, I did speak with some folks who weren't necessarily supporters of his at the ballot box, but were willing to say that I'm glad you're coming here to at least offer some support.
Yeah.
What can he say, though, to you know, salve this community? He intends to meet with some of the first responders, a few of the survivors of the shooting, and perhaps some of the doctors. We don't know. There aren't any public events that are planned out of this trip.
Yeah, so what exactly will happen?
Well, he's going first to Dayton, and then he comes here this afternoon. He will be greeted on the tarmac by the mayor of El Paso, who, as you know, a fellow Republican of President Trump's, he still has some issues with the president. He acknowledged that the other day. You know, less than not really a warm welcome for the president. In fact, the mayor here said that in his capacity as the mayor, he'll be welcoming the office of the president to this city. So it's not like there's a lot of love between these two people, John.
Mm-hmm. We played a clip of a story that I think you filed earlier about this unpaid rally bill. What are the details of that?
Right. Well, in February, there were these competing rallies happening here in El Paso. I was sent out to cover them both. And the President Trump held one. Several thousand people showed up for that. Beto O'Rourke, the presidential candidate, the former Democratic congressman from this district, was holding a separate rally. He drew several thousand to his as well. His was kind of an outdoor march. The president's rally, with the extra security, with the street closures, with the cleanup that went with it, ran up a bill of about $470,000. And at last check, as of yesterday, at least the president's campaign, it was an expense the campaign incurred, not the office of the president. They still hadn't paid that $470,000. The O'Rourke campaign is quick to point out that they paid their bill within just a few weeks of the rally.
What was their bill?
It was much less than that. It was like $28,000.
I mean, $470,000 seems like a heck of a tab, even for a significant presidential rally. I mean, what did they include in there? The electricity for everybody in the town that day? I mean, I've covered a lot of these things, too. Doesn't that seem high? Did we see a line item on it or anything?
There is a line item. It's posted online if you care to look at it. But
okay.
It shows, you know, all the expenses that went with it. The facility, it was the local convention center here, transportation, buses, the overtime for the police. You know, they have to add in a lot of protection there, security, local security for that. So, yeah, there, you know, it seems all to be laid out there.
Well, I'll take a look at it. That's interesting. $470,000. Yep. Man, that seems crazy high with the. Anyway, Jim, I appreciate it. I hope that it is a significant and calm day in El Paso, and then maybe the president's visit will actually lead to some healing. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.